Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another fantastic video tutorial. And here's what we're going to be creating. Okay, so as you can see, our camera is traveling through the window into the car to see our favorite actor, Sam Loya. Now, it's not what it looks like. He broke the car radio, and so he ran the hose and sort of duct taped it to a small radio, and he's just transmitting really sad oldies. So it's not what it looks like. Now for this shot, we replaced the window with a fake window. We actually shot the footage like this, and then we add the window and the reflection and all that good stuff, and we're able to fade it out. Now I've also shot some footage here to kind of show you the idea. We have a dolly and we have a jib that's kind of pushing the camera inside of the car, and so that way you can kind of get the illusion you're after. And of course you want to make sure you have a very steady movement for the best results, so that's the idea. The jib arm allows you to kind of move into the car rather than just using a dolly, but both options will work pretty well. Of course you can do it handheld, it just may not turn out as good as you'd like. Now you've probably seen car commercials where the camera goes in through the windshield, and you can do it, but you need to bust out the windshield, and you can use a hammer or a rock or like a meat tenderizer, which is sort of like a big mallet that you use to tenderize meat with. That works pretty well, but do whatever works best for you. So let's go ahead and get started. What I have here is our car window movie, and I'm going to drop that onto a new comp. And we're going to go ahead and start tracking the area of the window. Now we're only going to be able to track the window for a short while, and then we're going to have to do a little bit of hand tracking. But let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to go to Window, Tracker Controls, and we're going to click on Track Motion. And we're going to use Perspective Corner Pin, which brings up our 4 points. And if you hit the tilde key, go in here full screen, and I'm going to move my first point to this little notch in the top left. Move our second point here. And so on. Now, those are the 4 points I want to track, but I actually want to move the output, so the actual middle little crosshair, and move it just outside of the window area for each of the points. And this is going to help us composite a little bit later on. So I'll go ahead and just make sure all of our points are out. And the other thing we can do is sort of make it look more like a square. And that'll help to kind of limit the distortion. Now one other thing I may do is go into this top point and just kind of squish it down so that we kind of get this area out of the track area. And that should probably make it a little bit more accurate. And then I'm going to click Analyze Forward. Okay, so the points seem to stay on there pretty good. Only problem is we are running out of video. So I'll just track frame by frame here for as long as we can. And that looks like our time is up. That's okay. Go back to our comp here, and we're going to choose Layer New Solid. I'm going to make a red solid and choose OK, make comp size. And then we're going to choose Edit Target. Click on that red solid and click Apply. And now our tracking data has been applied to our red solid, and if I hit T, I can bring our opacity down, and we can kind of see that we've done a pretty good job. Okay, now the next step is to trim the layer so that only the area of the window is actually being covered. So what we're going to do is choose Layer, Pre-compose, and choose Leave All Attributes in this comp, and we'll call the new comp Window. And so now that red layer is now pre-composed, and what we can do is open it up. But before we do, I'm going to create a new viewer. And I'm going to take the viewer and drag it to the right, and basically make two viewers side by side. And I'm going to lock both of them. And for the second one, I'm going to unlock it and Alt double click on the window. And so now I have just my red layer, and I can edit it here. and the changes will take place in the final comp. Now, there's a couple things we can do. We can take the pen tool and do our best to draw an area around where we think the window is. But better than that, we'll go back into this comp and draw it right on the layer. But we'll just shut the layer off so we can see it better. And I'm just going to take the pen tool here and just start drawing in the window. There's actually a really cool tip that I just learned is, you know, when you click and you you draw the vertex, well, if you hold down the space bar, you usually move the point around and then let go of the space bar, and you can then play with it again. So if you click in the wrong area, you can easily make an adjustment to find the right spot. So pretty helpful tip. Although then you get used to it. Oh well. Okay, and we'll just draw around all these corners and turns. And that looks pretty good. So just go ahead and clean it up a little bit. And then you're good. So we'll turn the layer back on. The only problem is the mask doesn't quite work right inside of this comp, and that's because of the corner pin effect that is applied when you do the motion tracking. So what we're going to do instead is hit M, bring the mask up, select the mask shape, choose Edit, Copy, and we're going to delete the mask from this layer. Go to our red layer, choose Edit, Paste. Now, it's not going to be perfect, but what we can do is double-click on it and just stretch it out so that we can start filling it in this comp. So just zoom in here, and I'm just going to kind of scale and move the layer around so that it kind of fits in there. And then we'll go to the top here. And there's a couple of other ways we can do this, but this one saves us trouble later on more than any of the other ways. So we'll focus on this. But now I'm just going to kind of edit just the vertexes. So I'm going to grab a few of these points and just move them up. You can also use the arrow keys on the keyboard to move the points around. All right, it looks pretty good. I'm going to move this one into position and this one down just a little bit. And then the top here. Okay, so you can go in and clean those up. For now, that looks very good. And we can move on to the next step. So what I'll do is close this second one and unlock our main viewer. Go to our project window. And now we have a couple of images here that we're going to be using. And we have a reference shot of what the real window looks like, so we can kind of see what we're going to be trying to achieve. And then we also have a reflection reference, which is going to be what we're going to sort of put in the window. And then there's also a texture that basically looks like a dirty window that we'll use to kind of represent the glass. So now we can Alt double click on the window, and we're going to call the red solid matte, because this is our window mat and we're going to be using it for multiple layers. So I'm going to take our reflection reference, drag that out, and what I'm going to do is put it below the mat, set the track mat to alpha mat. So now we have our nice reflection. We go back into our comp, and you can see already we almost have a pretty good composite, and for the first half of this shot it should look pretty good. Now, I'm going to go ahead and shut these other comps so that I have just focus on these two. I'm going to change the name of this comp to Composite and choose OK. Okay, so now we're starting to make some progress, but let's take it to the next level. And what I'm going to do is duplicate the mat and then take our 15 layer, drag it out, And remember, this is sort of our texture layer. It looks like a dirty window. And we're going to kind of position it and put it below the mat. Set the track mat to alpha mat. And then we'll bring the opacity of this layer. Hit T and we'll just bring it down a bit. Now, I actually want to take the mask tool and just select the bottom half and then hit F and feather it out, because that's the dirty area of the window. We just kind of want to make it seem like just the base of the window has dust and stuff on it. If you ever got a car wash and then forgot that you just got a car wash and then rolled the window down, same type of thing. So we go back to our composite and we can sort of see the dirt on the window here. And what we can probably do is maybe color correct this. So we'll choose effect, curves, and maybe just try to pull out some of the contrast. And that way it just looks a little bit more distinct and noticeable. And we can play with that a little bit more later, but for now that looks okay. Next step, we're going to create a new, inside of our window comp, we're going to create a new solid. And we're going to choose OK. Choose Effect, Generate Ramp. Now, what we're going to do with this is sort of mimic what we see in the reference shot. So I'm going to open that up, click on the Take a Picture button, go back to the composite, and if I hit F5, I can toggle between those two. So what I'm going to do is try to create these two colors, this sort of like light greenish yellow and sort of this dark blackish gray. So go and and then I'll go and take our mat, duplicate it once again, put it above our gradient. Actually, I'll change the color of this layer so that we can sort of see the difference of it. And I'll change the track mat to alpha mat. So now we have all of our layers here. We're going to play with the order of them, but for now, I just want to kind of get the idea. In fact, we'll take the green gradient and we'll put it underneath everything. And we may want to even take the grunge and lower its opacity a little bit. And we'll take our reflection and actually put it on top as well and bring the opacity of it down a bit. So we have a whole bunch of layers all on this comp and we're trying to sort of create the effect we're after. Now for our reflection, I'm going to change the transfer mode. I'm going to change it to multiply. And that works best to kind of maintain our background layer. And then I'm going to choose effect, color correction, and add a little bit of contrast to the shot. So that's that. And I hit F5 to kind of bring up what we're looking at. We may want to darken the gradient from the top, but we'll see what it looks like in the final composite. And yeah, I may want to do that. I'll click on the transparency so I can maybe increase the gradient's opacity and bring up the opacity of the actual window in the final comp. So I could sort of play with this, but we want it to be semi-transparent, but the idea is to sort of match the reference shot. Now, you'll notice that our back window is empty. Now, I was going to replace that also, but it's a free tutorial. You only get one window. Oh yeah, there was one thing I wanted to mention. There was a couple of people that had problems playing the tutorials back. Apparently they were sort of stopping in the middle, and I really apologize for that. I think I know what the problem is, and it's a pretty quick fix, but we do kind of have to focus on this tutorial right now, so stay tuned and I'll show you what to do at the end. Now the next thing we're going to do is finish what the tracking data stopped doing. So I'm going to select the layer and hit U, and here's our tracking data, and it just sort of ends right here, and that's okay. We are going to sort of hand track it. And I'm going to hit Shift and S. So now we have our scale parameter up, and I'm going to check the stopwatch. And then I'm going to move forward a little bit. And I'm going to simply scale up the layer. And what I'm trying to do is match my left side and my right side. So 121, and then I'm moving the layer over also. We already have a position keyframe from the tracking data, so we just need to make a few adjustments. So that looks pretty good for that part. And here's kind of a cool trick. If we select the scale parameter, bring up the track view. Now what we have here is a graph of our scale and how much it's being increased over time. So it's going from about 100 to 120% right here. Now if we move forward to about 4 seconds, we can scale this up further. And what we want to do is sort of make this a straight line. And what that does is sort of maintains the velocity through the shot, because we can't really tell the correct scale once the outer edge goes out of the frame. Of course, we could do some 3D motion tracking, but that gets even more complicated in itself, and we're going to try to do the best we can. So what we want to do is sort of finish the shot all the way to when we can't see the edge anymore. So again, I'm just going to scale this up and maybe even a little bit more and just kind of finish the shot out. Then shut that off. Now what I'm going to do is take my layer and choose Edit, Generate, Fill. And that way I can see my window a little better. And I'm going to bring the opacity down. And then what I'm going to do is delete our two interior scale keyframes. And basically what I need to do is scale this by hand and then also move the position over as well. So we'll just do our best to scale that correctly and then move forward a little more. The fewer keyframes, the better. And again, I'm just gonna try to estimate this a little bit, and then I'll bring up the graph. And we do want to start seeing sort of an exponential scale. So that is correct, what we're seeing here. And that's because as the window gets closer to the camera, we're going to start seeing, it coming faster towards us. So that looks pretty good. Now I'm going to choose Effect, Generate Grid, and we'll put the grid before the corner pin. And then I'm going to sort of use this to kind of make sure the position stays somewhat constant. So there's no exact science for this part. But the idea is just to kind of maintain some integrity as far as matching it with the background and such. I'm sort of looking at this one point and trying to make sure it kind of stays in that general area. Okay, so now delete the grid and delete my fill. And so we should have pretty decent track there that should get us through the tutorial. So now what we can do is start our animation process. So I'm gonna hit T, bring up the opacity, set the stopwatch for 85. I'm gonna move forward a little bit and then, let's see, turn the opacity down to 0. Right at the last animation keyframe so that basically it fades out. Now we're going to do a few other things to kind of smooth this out. And firstly, we go into this comp and we're going to fade our reflection out slightly before that time. So at the beginning, I'm going to set it to 64 as it is and kind of go forward, let's say to maybe about here, and bring the opacity down pretty drastically, 15% or so. So the idea is, as we get closer to it, the reflection sort of slowly fades and we sort of get inside. Now, of course, we want the other layers to also be somewhat faded out as well. Now, we can also begin that fade out process inside of this comp. So, well, let's see. We'll start the opacity at 85, start fading it down a bit, and then all the way out here at the end. We'll start it maybe a few seconds. Once we start getting pretty close to it. Okay, now one thing we want to play with is the reflection. And what we're going to do is go into the comp for the window, and we're going to select the reflection, hit S, bring up the scale, and set a keyframe. And we'll move it forward a couple of seconds. And then we'll move forward to 5 seconds. And we're going to sort of scale it down maybe to about 70%. And basically what we're trying to do is create the effect or the illusion of the reflection changing in the window. So actually I'll start it out at even a higher number. And so hopefully we should start to see just a little bit of change in that reflection that sort of will make it look a little bit more realistic. And again, this is something you're going to want to play with, but you can see the reflection sort of shrinks, or in essence the image of the background is more revealed as we move forward, and that's more like what would probably happen in real life. Okay, so this is looking pretty good, and let's go ahead and move on to the next step. I'm going to create a new solid, and for the color, we're going to choose 126, 126, 126, and I'm going to choose OK and OK. And then I'm going to pre-compose the layer, move all attributes, and we're going to call this warp map, and choose OK, and we'll shut it off, and I'm going to create a new adjustment layer. Choose effect, distort, displacement map, and we'll use the warp map as the source, and so the image should not be affected. And just as the layer fades out, we want to sort of warp as if we're going through glass. So just about here, I'm going to alt double click my warp map layer. I'm going to create a new white solid. And then I'm going to take the rectangular mask tool, and I'm just going to draw a vertical mask like that. I'm going to feather it out some. And what I'm going to do is animate it across the frame. So I'm going to hit M, keyframe the mask shape, go forward just a few frames, and then move it over to the end. Now, I don't want to go past the edge. I just want to move it just from left to right, just inside. And then I'll hit T, bring the opacity to 0, keyframe it, move forward to 100%, move to the end, 0. So that's sort of what we're creating, is just sort of a quick little warp across the screen. We can also move these keyframes to 1 beyond. Okay, then we'll go back to the comp for the composite, and you see we have sort of a warp run across the screen. Now for the adjustment layer, we'll turn off the vertical displace because you can see the bottom starts to tear. So we shut that off, and we just want to have horizontal displacement. So 15, or we can do like a negative number, negative 10, and let's go ahead and play that back. Okay. Looking pretty cool, and I'm sure with a little more time we could even clean up the animation further, but you get the idea. You know, this has been a pretty busy month, and we've been working on a lot of things, so stay tuned. Be sure to check the website frequently, because we're going to have plenty of new things out, have a new product evolution, and that should be showing its face around very soon. Okay, well, I hope you guys found this tutorial useful. My name is Andrew Kramer, and of course, check out the blog. We have plenty of great information there added all the time. And don't be a stranger to our products page. We have plenty of great products, and I get a lot of questions on, you know, how we can support the site. Well, hey, products page is how you can support us, and we do appreciate all of our customers. You guys are the ones who make this happen. So, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.